Bah, 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 bah. Anyway, hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm actually at 5 a.m., so probably why the sheep's out. Hey, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I hope you're doing well. It is Monday, and this is our 363rd episode, and it's 5:51 a.m., and we got a cat. Cat to the show. Stop by to miss move the camera and get attention. Good morning. Anyway, I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Hope you're doing well. It's about, it's early morning, so we're supposed to be doing a 5 minute hour, so it's quieter and less interruptions and things like that. So that's why we're up. And don't have the kids. Do got the cats. Someone needs to get fed and petted attention. But we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile and very I'm years back. Hello. In a very practical and tactical way so that we work leaner and meaner, get work to the customer, a valuable product, and spend some time home with the family and friends and enjoy your time off, right? Not sweating about work all the time. So, what do I got today? There was about definition done, and when I was reading the Fixing Your Scrum book a little bit, there was a section on definition done and what it is and everything and how it, is fully integrated. They made that comment, but I think there's a different way of looking at it. And I got two things. So I'm going to talk about definition of done a little bit, and I'm also going to talk about definition done. I posted a Minecraft article. So I got the sheet from Minecraft. If no, I didn't know. Heinrich Kingberg. Hope I didn't. I probably misspelled it. Said his name, but Heinrich shared some stuff about Minecraft and how they use Agile in his office, and I thought it was pretty timely. I didn't think about it. I wrote this part first, and then I was, I posted up something on LinkedIn the other day, and some people liked it, so I figured I'll add it, and that they actually kind of work together, kind of what I was saying about definition of done. So, fully integrated. So, there's a claim in Fixing Your Scrum that, done is not done unless it's fully integrated in the system. But here's my thing. Nothing's 100%. No matter what you do, you're never going to get 100%. So, what do we do with the definition done, right? And what I said, what I'm thinking, a definition of it fully integrated. I don't know if it needs to be fully integrated, but need to efficiently build tests that can be run at any integration level. So the idea is that whatever tests we're running at the fully integrated level, we're able to run those at every level of integration, right? And that's part of what I think of a definition done. And then my question I would ask the teams. Okay, if you say you can't get fully integrated and you got to do these testing, my question, the challenge to teams as a Scrum Master is, have you done all you can do to minimize risk? A lot of Scrum Masters don't understand risk. As a program manager, project manager, past, I understand risk. As a business person, I understand risk. And my question would be, my challenge would you, have you minimized risk as much as possible? Not to the point it was 100%, because then we're going to go to that. We're trying to get 100%. And we get so much work into something for no value, right? We don't want to do that. There's a lot of places out there. We're going to test and 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 never release product because we're never 100% sure it's going to work. You don't want to be there because nothing's ever 100%. So my example, here's an example. I always hear this, no matter what company. Well, I don't have enough data. I don't have the real data. I can't tell if my system works. I can't tell without having real production data. And trust me, every place I go to, well, we don't know until we have real production data. Well, a lot of times you're not going to get real production data. I'm honest with you. It's a security. It's customer data. You ain't getting it ever. And they all do, 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 do. I said, no, you're not going to get it. But this is the job of the business analyst. This is what I think everybody misses. The business analyst's job is to capture samples of that data, change names, do whatever. What is it supposed to look like? What's in the system for production? Get a sample set of that data and use that in their testing, right? So if your BAs aren't doing that, then they're not doing their job, right? They should be out there again. Here's a sample set. Here's samples of everything out there. I did my business analyst job. That's what the analyst does. And business analyst, get your customer set, get to know the customer, who are the customers, what are the breakdowns, what kind of things they do. And as well as possible, bring enough sampling to represent the production, because you're not always going to get access to production. That's one of the biggest beefs with the definition done. Well, we don't know it's integrated. We can't pass it until we're in production because we don't have production. Like, bullshit. Sorry. Hello. No. Good morning. I'll say good morning. We're here to talk about stuff. Hope you're doing well. And having a good Monday. So, that was the first part. Now, so I talked about definition done. I don't know necessarily it has to be fully integrated to be done. Maybe that's controversial, right? But my question is, have you done all you can to minimize the risk? Or you just throw your hands up, well, I can't test it until I get there. That's a lame excuse, right? Okay. If they have done nothing on it, I really go, well, you haven't done squat to even get close to production. Okay, so Minecraft's Heinrich Nyberg, I guess I'm going to say it's that, okay. A really neat little article I posted up on my LinkedIn. I should put it on 5 a.m. Master Scrum, so I'll put that on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum link too. Four levels of doneness, which I love these levels. These are awesome. Kind of goes into my where are you done when it's integrated, okay? Here's your levels of doneness. One, the design, okay, which makes sense. You can share the design, gives you some graphics, layout, ideas, share with your customer, get their feedback on. You can do the feedback loop. So I like that, okay? Runnable. Does it run, right? Does it run without breaking or you fall into an ether? I don't know what it does. I like that too, runnable. So that's the definition done. Snapshotable, because you're going to remember, they take snapshots and make little movies and things like that, and they use it for graphical editing and things. So the question is, is it worth being a snapshot, right? That's an awesome definition of done. And then the final one is releasable. So their levels of doneness are design, runnable, snapshotable, and releasable. And so with those different levels, it's pretty cool. But I like the way they use their version of MVP. Got this? Check this out. Minimal Lovable Product, MLP. So that's how Minecraft does things. And he described things as a skateboard, where some places will do their definition done. Well, here I did the wheels on a skateboard. Well, they're not going to enjoy that, right? So the idea is that his definition done, where you got his levels of design, can you use the design as usable? Does it have value? Yeah. People can go on and build the runnable product. Once they have a design, they can release 10, 20, 30 developers to start coding the background of the Minecraft world. Makes sense. It can really go to town. Then the question is, when they put it all together, is it runnable? Yes. Is it perfect? No. But can they run it and play the game in a very elementary world? Yes. Then the next level, is it snapshotable? Do they really enhance the graphics? Do they put flowers in there? Do they put little sheep in the background? Little sheep running around. You know, those are the kind of questions that they would ask. And then last but not least, releasable. Would it run in the world environment? Which is perfectly fine. I think those are good. And when he talks about a lovable product, and he was comparing definition done, where you get like a skateboard. And then a skateboard, I'm going to steal his thought process. I'm not going to take it, but I'm going to kind of describe. I was looking at his article from a while back. And So his definition done. Skateboard has two wheels, right? Has a board, right? And then, I don't know, whatever, you got another skateboard with all together. So in Waterfall or some places, this would be a done, and this would be a fully done integrated, right? But maybe this is wood. I don't know, cheap wheels. Right, cheap wheels. I don't know. This is the board in the middle, and these are the wheels. Some places would be like, hey, the wheels are done. We measure ourselves by the wheels, but it's not lovable. There's no lovableness of that. Oh, we did the board, but without the wheels, there's no use, no value. You need to get to this point for definition done. And but what he did, what I loved about it, so he had a skateboard, then he had a bicycle, right? A bicycle and a motorcycle. I don't know, a car. Then he had a car. These are all usable products, right? And this is a car. Right? I don't know, go-kart maybe? It's like go-kart. Car. Bike. Skateboard. So this is the level of maturity of the product. Get something like this out there. It's okay. It's not the best. Then you get your bike out there. Then you go faster, do some more stuff. A little, you know, go-kart or something like that. Oh, it runs, has energy. And then the final is the car. That's the releasable one you go out to the customer. But they have different levels that you can play with and enjoy and try it out. So anyway. Anyway, you all take care. Have a good day. It's Monday. It's the beginning of the week. Ring the bell if you like the show. And let us know if you have any questions about Agile and Scrum. And we'll share them with you. And we'll try to work them out. All right. Take care. Have a great day. We'll see you. Bye.